Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Give Me 5 Minutes. This is your host, C.M. Atkinson. I'm so happy that you have tuned in today. You can log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org. You'll find these lessons right on the website. These lessons are designed to help you find your place in God and to give you the biblical information you need to live a full life in Jesus Christ. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. The title for my subject today would be The Great Divider. I'll be looking at Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12 and 13. Verse 12 says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Outside of the writings of John, there is no other passage in the Scriptures in which the Word of God is as clearly invested with a personal attribute as right here. The word quick means that it is alive. Not only is it a living word, but it is a powerful word, powerfully active, mighty in operation, able to discern the thoughts of the heart. As a two-edged sword, the gospel message so pierces the heart of the hearer that it divides the soul and spirit. One may be religious, but be not saved. One may be sensitive to man, but dead to God. One may be cultured and alert in mind and body, yet dead in the spirit. He may have carnal joys, but never spiritual joys. This is the kind of deadness that the gospel reaches into. This gospel, when preached under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, will get the same results as Peter's gospel did on the day of Pentecost. When Peter had preached the gospel to those men who had gathered in Jerusalem, they cried out, "Men and brethren, what must we do?" The cutting and penetrating power of the gospel also divides the joints and the marrow. It is in the marrow that the disease of the blood lurks. It lurks long before the body is noticeably affected. Have you ever thought about when you go to the doctor, one of the first things they want to do is take a blood sample, because it is in the blood that the disease is first detected. This word is powerful. The Bible here speaks of this sacred and divine word as cutting through all things, dividing all perceptible objects, penetrating and separating things that we think cannot be separated. This word is powerful. It not only separates our hearts and souls and bones and marrow, it separates people. This powerful message will separate you from the world. I know we think that the gospel is to bring us together, but Jesus said this in Luke chapter 12 and verse 51. "Suppose you that I came to bring peace on earth? I tell you nay, but rather division." When I first read that, I was quite surprised. Jesus said, I've come to bring division. It took me a while to wrap my head around that statement, so I read it over and over again, and I have come to know that this is absolutely true. I've experienced it in my life. Have you? "From here on," Jesus says, "there shall be 5 in one house divided, 3 against 2, and 2 against 3. The Father shall be divided against the Son, and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter, and the daughter against the mother, the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Jesus is the great divider, and so is his word. Those who follow him separate themselves from the world. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14 tells us, "Be you not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you." The Word of God has always divided families and people. It's even divided churches. Some want to hold to the true Word of God, while others are satisfied with a sermonette from a preacherette. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.